Another member of a Marine squad charged with the kidnapping and murder of an Iraqi civilian has agreed to plead guilty to lesser charges. Lance Corporal Tyler Jackson will be brought before a military court today at Camp Pendleton in Southern California. Jackson's attorney will not discuss what led to the plea, but NPR's John McChesney reports this morning on what we do know.
Now that three members of the eight-man squad have agreed to testify against their fellow Marines, some observers are wondering whether the prosecution will grant any more plea agreements. Gary Solis is a former Marine Lieutenant Colonel who was a military prosecutor and now teaches about the law of war at Georgetown University.
It seems like gilding the lily to have three guys turn, and even here on the East Coast, I hear rumors of a fourth. If I was the prosecutor, I would go to the remaining accused in their counsel and say, if I were you, I would just plead. No deals, just plead. And, well, I won't make an argument for a heavy sentence.
But according to Deanna Pennington, mother of Lance Corporal Robert Pennington, her son will not accept a deal.
My son has said that even if he spends the rest of his life in prison, he will not stand up and tell a lie against his fellow Marines. He will not take that quote-unquote deal.
According to government charges and testimony by Navy medic Melson Bacos and PFC John Jodka, the squad planned out the murder of a known insurgent. But when he couldn't be found, they seized a man in the house next door, bound him, put him in a roadside hole, then shot him. Bacos testified that the squad also planned an elaborate cover-up to make it look like the man was planting a bomb. But Deanna Pennington feels that the government isn't being fair to the accused servicemen, especially in keeping them locked up in the brig since May.
Basically, the government's position in this place has been to scare these 22-year-old kids into feeling like they're going to spend the rest of their life in jail and have used psychological intimidation, keeping them in the brig so that they're scared into making a deal.
Mrs. Pennington says her son tells her he did nothing wrong, and she believes him.
What do you think happened over there?
I don't know. I think a bad man was killed. I don't know about the rest of it. I can't ask my son that. I don't want to be called as a witness in for the prosecution.
PFC John Jodka also insisted on his innocence before he reached a plea agreement. He's scheduled to be sentenced on November 15th, where he will testify further about his role and what happened that day. He had his charge of murder reduced to aggravated assault for firing his machine gun at the slain Iraqi man. Under the terms of his pretrial agreement, Navy Corpsman Melson Bacos was sentenced to only 12 months for his role in the killing. Law professor and former Marine Gary Solis says there's a pattern of light sentences for Americans charged with killing Iraqi noncombatants. He's not sure why.
What I do know is that in Vietnam, in the 27 Marine Corps cases involving the murder of Vietnamese noncombatants, the sentences were far different. In 14 of those cases, the sentence was life. And in other cases, 50 years, 30 years, 20 years.
Solis says he would be surprised, given the strength of the government's case, if prosecutors sought any further plea agreements in exchange for reduced charges. On Tuesday, the court-martial of another of the defendants, Corporal Marshall Majin Calda, begins. His attorney says his client will not make a deal. John McChesney, NPR News.